feels good, to be honest, but I try not to let that cloud my mind because I still have a lot of work to do before Christmas. And also, it's not my record. This is Edmonton's record because they're the one who donates and they come down in droves and see me. I just stand out there like a fool. So this victory is for Edmonton specifically.
I mean, obviously, standing beside a toy store is going to help. But why do you think you were able to do it? What do you think got so many people to get involved with this with you?
You know, this city and I have this weird relationship where I can ask them for whatever I want, whether I want to fill a truck full of food or clothes or toys, they'll just do it. And that's why I love Edmonton because, oh my goodness, since I started this whole initiative until now, we've helped thousands and thousands of people who need the most. And that's Edmonton. And that's just, like I said, Edmonton always takes care of Edmonton when it comes down to it. And I think this is the most generous city in the entire world. I know I might be a bit biased, but I truly believe it.
Going back to the start, what compelled you to begin collecting donations? And when was that? Can you remember the moment when you were like, I'm going to start doing something?
I mean, growing up poor kind of kick-started this whole initiative off because we relied on so many different, you know, social services, like the food bank and Santa's Anonymous and Adopt a Teen and, you know, basically every program you can think of. And, you know, I remember turning 18 and, you know, just saying, you know, I remember vividly, you know, some of the things I got as a kid and I wanted to keep the cycle going. So I turned 18 and started the whole Can Man Dad initiative. And, you know, since then we've raised, you know, millions for our city and, you know, Albertans in general. And it's been a big, big success.
Wow. So have you always been living in Edmonton?
Oh, yeah. Born and raised. This is my city. I love this city. And there's not a thing I would do for my city.
Wow. So what was, how was the camp out? And what was the reaction of people? Like, can you tell me about the moments?
This is my third camp out in my series of five for different charities. But the turnout was an absolute, you know, success because we had people coming all hours of the day and all hours of the night just to donate, you know, whether it was one toy or 10 toys. And it was very heartwarming. And, you know, the Christmas spirit was alive and well. And it was special. I mean, it was a bit cold, to be honest. But other than that, I mean, I can sacrifice my body. I have no problem doing that. But we broke records. And it's all for kids in need. So I couldn't be more proud of the results.
Perfect. A couple more questions, and you kind of touched on it in your last response. What got you through the cold weather?
What got me through the cold weather was just the warmness of the spirit of Edmontonians. I mean, they came out in droves, and, you know, seeing all those smiles and getting all those hugs and handshakes and loading all these toys up into the truck, that's what kept me warm. I mean, it was just the generosity of Edmontonians and, oh boy, it was a real eye opener, and I'm just I'm so glad we just touched, you know, thousands of kids this Christmas.
Wow. So I guess, is there anything else you'd like to add about the record or the camp out or just anything you are working on? Or
you know, like I said, you know, we made some sort of history. We broke a couple of records, but I don't really have time to celebrate that because I got another camp out coming up for the Edmonton Food Bank, and then one more before Christmas starts. And like I said, I had one model this year that every kid gets a gift to open up on Christmas Day and a hot meal on their plates, and we're well on our way.